Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday morning, lots of news. Of course, the government shutdown. And our next guest, we're going to ask about how the government shutdown is going to impact our state's homeless. And also, there have been new homeless numbers released very recently, and they're super interesting. And we wanted to take a deeper dive. And so joining us now is Sarah Fox, the CEO of the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness. Sarah, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I want to get to this government shutdown and what it could mean to the homeless in our state and to the programs in a moment. But first, wanted to start with the latest point in time count, which shows that Connecticut's homeless population has grown nearly 10% from last year to this year. What do you make of it, and what are the main factors driving this increase, Sarah?
Well, so that's true, and homelessness in Connecticut has grown over 40% over the last few years. But last year, our increase was 13.5%. This year, it was 10%. But it is also important to recognize that Connecticut is bending the curve. Nationwide, we saw an 18% national increase in 2024. And so homelessness is growing at a slower pace, although it's still growing as a result of the affordable housing crisis, the cost of living, and the fact that there are people who are working 40 hours a week who cannot afford a place to live in Connecticut.
Tell me if I read this right, Sarah, but if I did, there's been a, in my mind, a significant 45% rise in unsheltered homelessness, meaning I assume people living outside or in cars. A, is that an accurate reading? And B, what challenge does this pose to the state's homeless response system?
It appears to be an accurate reading. There are a couple of factors that could be at play, but we know that we have seen significantly more unsheltered homeless, and that those are individuals who are outside in their cars, sleeping in tents, and people in places not meant, you know, that are not houses, they're not inside. And, you know, the challenge is that because of all of the factors I spoke about earlier, we have more and more people who are outside. We have seniors, families, people who are working day to day, who are sleeping in their cars, sleeping out in tents. These are our neighbors, and we're really concerned about them coming into winter. When we know even this past year, we had many people sleeping outside all winter long in temperatures that no one, you know, that are unfathomable.
Yeah, 100%. The report also mentions, to one of your earlier points, a notable increase in homeless seniors aged 55 and older. What is causing this demographic shift in your mind?
It's so often the cost of rent and the fact that rents are increasing faster than, you know, so many of our seniors who work their entire lives are living off of Social Security, and that is not keeping pace with the cost of living and what it takes to afford an apartment on your own. And so aging in place and having a stable home when you're, you know, when you are a senior citizen is really much more challenging today than it's ever been before.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And what steps is the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness kind of recommending to state lawmakers and to the public, you know, to help in all of these areas that we're talking about?
Well, first and foremost, we're asking for $1 million more to help bring our neighbors inside this winter. The other thing that I'd say that people can do today is call on Congress to ensure that we have the resources to keep people housed all year round from the federal government. And we will be conducting roundtables across the state and, really gearing up for this next legislative session to continue to, you know, to ask for the resources that we need to prevent homelessness before it begins, to respond to homelessness when it occurs, and then to move people into stable housing. And so Connecticut is committed, I believe, and we are leading the country in a humane response to homelessness, and it takes all of us together.
So we're speaking with Sarah Fox, the CEO of the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness. Now, Sarah, I understand that it's only been roughly 7.5 hours since the government on the federal level, in effect, shut down. I'm curious if you have had the opportunity to kind of evaluate what that could mean in the short term, and in addition, what that could mean should this shutdown continue?
In the short term, I mean, our programs are up and running. If people call 211, or if they go to the local CAN hubs in each community, they will be getting services. Housing continues for those who are in our housing across the state. The government has shut down, but these vital services remain for now. We have to keep persisting, and housing is such, you know, housing is as important as water, and it's as important as, you know, having access to the air that we breathe. It's what stabilizes people and helps them to live their lives. And so, you know, we need every resource that we can get to make sure that we can get people into housing as quickly as possible. And I think that, you know, I'm hopeful that the government will reopen and that HUD at the federal level so will be able to sort of maintain and keep the housing resources that we need in the state of Connecticut.
And before I let you go, Politico had a very interesting piece. I think it was yesterday or the day before that the Trump administration is looking at deep cuts to a homeless housing program. I believe it was that more than half of the 2026 funding for HUD's homeless program designated for permanent housing projects are on the table to be cut and moved to transitional housing assistance with a work or service requirement. I don't want to catch you off guard, but what do you make of that? And should folks be concerned about that?
When I spoke about people calling their members of Congress and their friends and really, you know, helping and working with us to ensure that everybody has access to a safe, stable home, that was exactly what I was referring to. Across the state, we could see a loss of, you know, best case scenario, 4,100 units, worst case scenario, around 6,100 units. So what that means is that's housing for our neighbors. That's housing for our senior citizens and people who we have housed who are long-term homeless and disabled. We're working closely with partners from across the state and trying to figure out the next pathway forward. So, you know, that we can ensure people can remain stably housed and live in dignity. And so working with partners, but calls to members of Congress, to our senator's office are critical at this moment to ensure that, you know, this doesn't move forward.
Sarah Fox continuing the good fight. She is the CEO of the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness. Sarah, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah, you're seeing exactly, you know, what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland, you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.